First off, just tell me why you've decided to run in this election.
Absolutely. So in February of 2022, I kind of woke up to government overreach when we were watching what was happening over in Ottawa to our citizens when the government did the Emergencies Act. And that kind of opened my eyes to having to stand up and do something and have some sort of change. Because I was here in Alberta and watching everything over streams and comparing that to the mainstream media and seeing that we had some troubles there getting the truth out. That started my journey of an independent journalist, going into interviews and talking to people and going into the courts and watching trials. And I definitely felt that I needed to provide some change and an opportunity for my neighbors to have a stronger voice. And then I decided that because I have a special needs child and we homeschool, that if we don't fight this overreach, as we were seeing happen in Quebec, homeschooling would be something that the government may crack down on. And with a special needs child, I was sure that they would come with the agenda or even the narrative that we can't educate our special needs child and they would have to have government indoctrination or schooling. So I wanted to make sure that I was standing up strong against issues like that. And one way I thought I can contribute to my neighbors was to stand up as a candidate. I started off looking at the CPC as an option, but they wouldn't onboard me given my age. If I was a lot younger, I could join the youth arm and get into the party. And I didn't have the notoriety that they were looking for on the level with the public. So I didn't fit within their party. The PPC did offer me a position at that time, but I did choose an independent candidacy route. This is because I'm a very independent person, self-determined. And after I did my show for about 2.5 years, Maxime Bernier and other PPC candidates were guests on my show over the years. And that's when I learned a lot more about Maxime's platform of providing an independent place for people to stand and bring forward the representation of their neighbors. And that's where I started to learn more about his principles of the party, the policies for the parties. And I identified that I would actually be able to be an independent candidate within the party, which allowed me to have the platform to reach a lot more people and represent them. So those are the reasons I wanted to stand up against overreach, and I was concerned about my family's future. And I thought putting myself forward to represent strongly would be one way to ensure that we had a brighter future here in Alberta.
Absolutely. When you look at the Parkland riding on the constituency, what are some of the main issues you see for residents there?
Well, they're absolutely concerned about having sovereignty or independence. I did a poll recently and 95% of my neighbors want some sort of change. They're not happy with the current state of things. So whether we fight for absolute sovereignty and we get back to sections 91, 92 of our constitution, or we even take the bold step of having a referendum and voting for independence, these are the topics that I'm talking to my neighbors about right now. The PPC party on a federal level will bring forward the choice for Albertans. So if they do choose to do a referendum and support a yes vote, the PPC party is already prepared to bring that voice forward. This is a message I've been having for weeks now, and Maxine has backed me on this recently because he's also a separatist from Quebec, so he understands what sovereignty means. We're not trying to break up Canada, but we certainly want to make sure the voice of Alberta is heard loud and clear this time. And if that means having a negotiation for some new provincial deals or even taking the bold step of separating, these are things that I will absolutely bring my neighbor's voice forward on. And they're also very concerned about becoming an energy superpower again. There's a lot of oil workers here, and it's a strong industry here. So they definitely want to make sure that we can get back to being a global superpower and not have restrictions on our energy exportation and development. And that's oil, coal, and natural gas as well. And the mass deportation of illegal immigrants. We have seen an influx here in Alberta, where entry-level jobs are no longer available for the youth, and we have seen an increase in crime and the occupancy of our housing. We're having a lot of trouble there as well. And this is due to a large portion of the 500,000 illegal immigrants here in Canada. And Alberta has a disproportionate amount of these illegals as well. So those are the three top issues that my neighbors are talking to me about. They want to change in Alberta. They definitely want to make sure that we reach global markets with our products and mass deportation of illegal immigrants who are taking up our jobs, our housing, and increasing the crime.
All right. I think that covers the core values and stuff I was going to ask you about. So I think I have a lot for the story now. So I'll just ask you if there's any last sort of message you want to get out there that, I mean, you've kind of mentioned a lot of things here, but any sort of last message I could get out there for the voters for you.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid of the narrative about vote splitting here in Parkland. The last election, we had 74% support for the PPC and the CPC combined. And what that actually means is there's no opportunity for any other party but the PPC or CPC to represent Parkland. And this is one of the first times that Parkland's going to actually have the choice between two conservative voices. One that you kind of already know, who has a whipped party platform, even though he would probably like to be a lot stronger for Alberta. The party has to focus on Eastern values and Eastern needs, where the PPC has allowed me, and this is the way it's been developed and designed, to have an unfettered voice, unwhipped voice, to ensure that we are a strong conservative voice and head back to our values of family, faith, and our future for freedom of Alberta.
Excellent, Jason. That's all I need. I appreciate you taking the time here this morning. Thank you so much.
Corey, you have yourself a wonderful day.